Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Ireland rugby coach Andy Farrell is expected to be named British and Irish Lions head coach later today for the 2025 tour to Australia. The 48-year-old Englishman is seen as a shoe-in now for one of the game's most prestigious roles, having masterminded last year's Grand Slam and that historic 2-1 series victory in New Zealand back in 2022. Well, a little earlier I spoke to rugby writer for the 42.ie, Murray Kinsella, who was in the airport en route to London for that announcement, which is coming later this morning. And I started by asking Murray about Andy Farrell's expected appointment as Lions head coach.
It's one of rugby's worst kept secrets, really. And finally, we get the confirmation today. It's been long expected based on Andy Farrell's history with the Lions. He's been an assistant coach twice in 2013 and 2017. And obviously with his success with Ireland in recent times, the Grand Slam last year, a winning streak of 17 games. Obviously, the World Cup didn't end the way he would have and we would have hoped, but he's really proven himself as a head coach as well. So it's very much a case of this is his time, and he certainly loves the Lions and really understands and appreciates that concept as well. So it's going to be another, I suppose, step in his coaching career with, I suppose, implications for Ireland as well in a different way.
So explain that for us. What will be the implications for Ireland? How will this work?
So he steps away, basically, from his role with Ireland. He takes a sabbatical from that role. It's still to be decided or announced certainly exactly how long that's going to be. In times past, we've seen coaches take the full preceding season, so that would be the 2024 November test, the 2025 Six Nations, and obviously the summer tour that coincides with the Lions. So potentially you're missing a full season as Ireland head coach, and they'll obviously have to reassess and juggle that. But I think the RFU have backed him all the way. Whenever they were asked in the last couple of years, they said they'd full support for him and they'd be ecstatic for him to go and do this. Obviously, the RFU are one of the, I suppose, partners in the Lions, so it's in their interest as well that this tour does well and makes as much money as possible. And they're going to have to, I suppose, balance without Andy Farrell for a while.
Mm-hmm. So who will replace him?
The big favourite is Simon Easterby, the current defence coach with Ireland. He led a kind of development team to South Africa, an emerging Ireland tour last year. And he'd be kind of expected to step up. Now, he has experience himself as a head coach. He's 48 as well, same as Andy Farrell, and has been in the game a long time and obviously really understands the Ireland squad and all the players involved. So he probably would be the prime candidate. Obviously, Paul O'Connell, a guy with a big name in rugby. But there's a little bit of chat that he may even go on the Lions tour with Andy Farrell. So I think the expectation really is that Simon Easterby will step in for a season for Andy Farrell.
Okay, so if we look at him as the next Lions coach, there's a couple of intriguing strands in that. Like David Walsh says, if ever a man was born to do a job, Farrell is made for this role. David Walsh, of course, writing with the Sunday Times. But the dynamics are tricky because it is a very different role to being a national head coach because you're dealing with players from different countries. But as you say, he has experience of that. He's likely to be able to handle that well, would you say?
Absolutely. One of his strengths in the last couple of years at Ireland has been the environment that he's created, the positive atmosphere that he's built in the squad. A big major focus, really, almost more so than the rugby tactics and technical stuff, is around how the group feels and how family is part of it and how enjoyable a time the players have. It's something that we repeatedly hear from the Irish players, is that even though the World Cup didn't go their way and they got knocked out in the quarterfinal again, it was actually one of the most enjoyable periods of their careers. So I think that's what he'll try to bring to this Lions group, because you're going from a Six Nations where you're trying to batter Scottish lads in a game to suddenly being teammates with them or with English guys, and you might have had a fallout on the pitch previously, but suddenly you're in the same change room and you're going for the same goal. So it is a very unique concept to rugby. It really is. And that's why I think Andy Farrell really loves this aspect of the game.
And people will be watching to see whether his own son, Owen, is selected for the squad.
Of course. He is currently not playing with England. He's on a bit of a break from international rugby and he's being linked with a move away from England, actually, to French rugby, which would mean he wouldn't be eligible to play for the English national team, but he would still be eligible to go on a Lions tour. And I think I'd be surprised at this stage, barring injury, if Owen Farrell isn't part of it. They did tour together previously on those two Lions tours I mentioned. And obviously they worked together as a team with England for several years. So they've been in this situation before, Owen and Andy, but I'm sure it'll be a big talking point again, no doubt, in the build-up and certainly if Owen goes on the tour.
And another massive strand to this, of course, is the fact that he could face, on the other side of this, Joe Schmidt.
Well, it really would be intriguing if that's the case. Australia are in a major low ebb at the moment, we should mention. The Wallabies were knocked out in the World Cup pool stages for the first time ever last year, and they currently don't have a head coach. They're really trying to get their house in order and restructure a system that has really failed them and is massively dropped away from former glories. But Joe Schmidt is being strongly linked with that role. I think he'd be a brilliant person for the Australian Rugby Union to get and to capture. And it would be so interesting if it's the kind of former master Joe Schmidt as Ireland head coach and his apprentice, as it was, the assistant coach Andy Farrell, going up against each other, particularly because the World Cup quarterfinal, that New Zealand All Blacks team that beat Ireland, was very heavily influenced by Joe Schmidt's coaching. He was an assistant coach in that squad, but you could see his fingerprints all over that victory for New Zealand. So it might be potentially the next chapter in the Schmidt-Farrell rivalry.
All right, well, we're expecting that announcement in the next little while. But for now, Murray, thank you very much. And that was rugby writer for the 42.ie, Murray Kinsella, speaking to me a little earlier on his way to hear that announcement. And once we hear about it, we'll certainly let you know.